Now, where the heck did they put the H?
Try the middle, Aunt Naomi.
Boy, will I be glad when these employee evaluations are finished.
Well, you could carve them in stone faster than you're typing them.
Grandma, what's for dinner?
Well, here's mine.
And just what are we supposed to eat?
Hey, I told you all during Private Eye Film Festival week, it is every grandson and bimbo for himself.
Not another triple feature.
Yeah. Tonight they're showing Danger, My Lovely, Murder, My Pretty, and Kiss Me Vicious.
I thought those were on last night.
No, hell no. Last night they showed Kiss of Danger, Murder, My Vicious, and Kill Me, My Lovely.
Help!
Well, good Lord.
That bathroom lock must be jammed again.
Somebody let me out!
All right, honey, sit tight. We're gonna get you out of there.
Running out of things to read.
Don't pull on the knob, Uncle Ben. That just makes it worse.
Have you got enough air in there, sweetheart?
Oh, well, for crying out loud. Back off, you goons. Don't you even know how to open a door?
Oh.
Are you all right?
Yeah, it was just my head.
All right. Now, that does it. Nobody uses that bathroom during my movie marathon. I do not want to be disturbed.
We can't do anything in this house, not even eat.
Yeah, and I'm getting sick of going out to fast food places every night.
Well, don't you worry, honey. I will cook.
Maybe we should give the Burger Shack one more chance.
Good idea, Uncle Ben.
Well, that's fine with me. I love their salad bar.
Yeah, let's go.
Have fun, you three. Thought they'd never leave.
Thelma, house cleaning at this hour?
Yeah, I don't have a minute to chit-chat.
Well, I'm here on business. As editor of the Gourmet Gazette, I came to check on the progress of our mailing.
What, you think I would let the Daughters of Raytown down shoot last night? I stuffed more envelopes than Ed McMahon.
Wait a minute. Thelma, you've only got 3 envelopes stuffed.
Gee, I could have sworn it was 5.
It's those toner detective films, isn't it? You become obsessed with them.
Well, you're a fine one to talk. You had your phone unplugged all during Arnold Schwarzenegger week.
Well, only for Conan the Barbarian. I've never seen it uncut.
I own it. Don't worry about it. Your recipe rag will be on its way tomorrow.
Well, I certainly hope so. 85 Daughters of Raytown are waiting anxiously by their mailbox for my lima bean loaf. Now, remember, stuff, stuff, stuff.
I'd like to tell her where to stuff, stuff, stuff. Calling me obsessed.
I cracked my window. There wasn't a breath of air. It was like every poor sap in the city had let out a sigh for his lost, rootless life. Yeah, it was a day like any other. Except for one thing. Murder.
Hello, Danger, My Lovely. Goodbye, Lima Bean Loaf.
Grandma?
Oh, boy. Can't let up on that dirt for a minute.
Come off it, Grandma. You can barely keep your eyes open after watching all those dumb movies last night.
Oh, my Lord. All those newsletters.
Morning, you two.
Hi. what's happening?
Well, I was hoping to borrow Bubba. With Daddy out of town, I need help with Mother.
Oh, sure, no problem, Miss Boylan.
She gets stuck in the beanbag chair again?
She insists on going to the bank today. She wants to enter that Win Your Weight in Pennies contest.
Well, when they see her waddle in, there'll be a run on the bank.
Come on, Bubba. Mother wants to stop at Pete's Pastorama and carbo load for her weigh-in.
I swear those Boylans are certifiable. Now, where the hell did I put those envelopes? Oh, of course, in the oven.
Hold on, Skeeter. We got ourselves a brand new bathroom lock. You want to do the honors?
Oh, honey, I can't. I've got to finish my reports.
Hey, Mama, come on over to the bathroom. I want you to help me out.
Potty trained you years ago.
No, I want to try out the new lock.
Benton, why don't you just have your wife type up an occupado sign and be done with it?
Well, somebody's certainly cranky this morning.
That's because somebody stayed up all night watching her private eye flicks.
Well, excuse somebody for trying to put a little excitement into her humdrum life. Well, let's face it, nothing mysterious ever happens around here.
Knock, knock.
Oh, what's the matter?
It's Mother. She's missing.
Any luck?
No, we asked everybody on the block.
And nobody's seen Mrs. Boylan.
Yeah, we searched her house from top to bottom. There's not a trace of her.
Not even a candy wrapper.
Oh, there, there, sweetie.
What did the police say when you called her, Mama?
Well, I started to describe her, but when I got to the mole on her third chin, they hung up on me. They thought it was a crank call. Oh, now, take it easy, Iola. I finally got them to listen to me. They said that they will call us if they hear anything.
Well, let's not wait for that. I say we form our own search party.
What a great idea. Now, Miss Harper, you stay here by the phone in case the police call.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's move it.
Wait up, Miss Boylan. You better let me drive.
Come on, Skeeter. Time to roll.
All right. Well, take the pickup. That way, if you find her, you can haul her home in the truck bed. Shoot, I hate waiting for the phone to ring. I ought to be the one out there looking for her. This case reminds me I've lost my luscious. What was the name of the detective in that one? The name's Harper. T. Harper. I worked out of my house. I liked it that way. Business was slow and I was in a funk. Things got so bad I took up hitting the sauce. Just my luck. It needed oregano and I was out. This was a job for my gal Friday. Her name was Tuesday. She started on Monday, and by Wednesday, she'd asked for Thursday off.
Morning, boss. Oh, could I take a break? My fingers are killing me.
Not till you finished your filing.
Gee, thanks.
Say, by the way, Blondie, we're out of oregano.
Oh!
Johnny Deadbolt.
You pack a real mean wallop, Hopper.
Sorry about the knock on the noggin, Johnny. Why the visit?
Well, you hired me to beef up your security. I was just rechecking your locks. You can't be too careful in this racket. Out!
Are you all right, Johnny? I mean, Mr. Deadbolt?
Don't worry, Toots. It takes more than unbearable pain to keep a lug like me off the job.
You're an okay Joe, Johnny.
I didn't buy his story. It smelled fishier than yesterday's tuna melt. He showed up every day this week. Maybe Johnny had more on his mind than locks. Maybe he was sweet on the blonde.
Nah.
Figures. A sink full of Fiesta ware and not a drop of Lemon Joy in the whole dump. Was I ever gonna cop a break? Was my phone ever gonna ring? Was that damn saxophone ever gonna stop playing?
Thanks.
Boss, there's someone here to see you. A Miss Neighborly.
A skirt, huh?
Uh-huh.
What does she want?
Oh, I don't know. She could be like one of those people that used to come round and ask you to work for them and pay you a little something.
A client?
A client! That's it!
Isn't it time to change your gum? I'll handle this. Miss Neighborly?
She was a classy dame with gams that went on forever. I wish they hadn't, but they did. Her old lady was Mother Neighborly, the cookbook queen. Daughter Neighborly smelled of money, not to mention the garlic she'd eaten for lunch.
I need your help, Harper.
Step into my office. Not so fast, kid Lucky.
What's your beef, Harper?
I got a problem with small-time hoods pretending to be a chauffeur.
I've gone straight, Harper.
Oh, yeah? And I shop in the junior section.
I'm a chauffeur, I tell ya.
Same old Lucky.
Same old Harper.
Nah.
I hope you don't mind. I noticed the sauce on the stove. I thought I'd whip up an eggplant parmesan while I waited.
What, no appetizers?
I always cook when I'm upset. Oh, Harper, it's awful. It's simply awful.
I've had worse. It just needs oregano.
You don't understand. It's my mother. She's missing.
Tough break if you like the broad.
You've got to help me. I'm prepared to pay.
Coupons. More coupons than I'd ever seen in my whole life. 7 cents off cornflakes. 50 cents off ground chuck. Well, there was even a 2-for-1 on oregano. I said the only thing I could.
Miss Neighborly, you just bought yourself a gumshoe.
I got right on the case. I told the Neighborly dame I'd find her mother. But the doll must have still been upset because she started making a chicken gumbo.
So, Johnny, any sign of forced entry over at the Neighborly Mansion?
Yeah. That place is tighter than a sailor on shore leave.
So, Blondie, why'd you tag along?
Me? Oh, well, Johnny, I mean, Mr. Deadbolt asked me to come along and be his lookout. Assistant.
Call it a hunch, but I got the feeling they weren't on the up and up. Either Johnny was expecting twins or trying to pull a fast one. I thought maybe I'd better see what he had up his sleeve, not to mention his top coat.
Okay, doll, hand me a bobby pin.
But, Johnny, this is no time to be fixing your hair.
No, cupcake, it's for the look.
So, Johnny, what's that, a prize from the Penny Arcade?
Oh, Didn't I tell you? I happened to stumble across this in the drawing room of the neighborly joint.
Yeah, and all he had to do was rip up the floorboards.
Careless of her to leave it lying around like that. Well, what are you waiting for? Jimmy it, Johnny.
Hold it!
Kid Lucky, just like you to show up without an appointment.
If I don't get that box, you're all gonna need an appointment with the Undertaker.
Oh, yeah? You talk pretty tough on the other side of that rod.
I swear, one more step and I'll shoot.
Forget it, Lucky. You ain't got the guts. Lucky, it looks like your luck just ran out.
So has yours, Harper.
Miss Neighborly!
Drop the box, Mr. Deadbolt.
Is this your way of telling me you no longer require my services?
The balance of your fee is on the kitchen table, along with a standing rib roast.
That sounds fair enough.
Mr. Deadbolt, if you would be so kind. Mother's strong box, please.
Hey, you can't scare my Johnny.
Oh, yes, he can, sugar.
Wait a minute, what is that I smell burning in the kitchen?
My sticky buns.
You just fell for the oldest trick in the book. All right, Deadbolt, open the box.
I can't pick this lock.
Do I have to do everything myself?
What's in it, Jules?
Gold? Cash?
No. Just as I suspected. Recipe.
Don't touch those. They're secret. They're from Mother's new book.
Uh-huh. Eggplant parmesan, chicken gumbo, sticky buns. Didn't I see a certain heiress fixing all these same dishes today?
You mean she knocked off her old lady for a couple of lousy recipes?
Recipes, you bozo. No, she didn't kill her mother. She didn't have to. There never was a mother.
I don't get it.
I did a little checking. A friend of mine down at the Hall of Records owed me a favor. Seems that our Miss Neighborly here is an orphan.
All right, it's true. But I wanted to be more than an orphan. I wanted to be the finest cook in America and make a fortune on my recipes.
Why did you have to invent a mother?
Don't you get it, Lucky? Whoever would believe that a dame this gorgeous would know her way around the kitchen?
Yeah, and besides, people want home cooking just like mother used to make. Not just like orphan used to make.
But if there never was a mother, why did you pretend she was missing?
Because I was tired. Tired of her getting all the glory. They were my recipes. It was my book. She didn't create caramel crab cake. Surprise, I did. Me, the daughter. But mother said the daughter had to stay in the background. But I am the mother and the daughter. Mother, daughter, mother, daughter.
Snap out of it, Sybil. Well, it looks like this case is closed.
Not so fast, Harper. Those recipes are worth a bundle. I'm feeling real maternal myself.
Yeah. I could be a mother, too.
I'll put you all in.
All right, let's get her!
No! No!
It's over, Harper!
No! 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 No!
Harper, wake up!
Oh, back off, you goons! You keep your lousy recipes!
Oh, man, Mama, you were having a bad dream.
Guess what, Thelma? We found Mother.
Yeah, seems she heard the bell from the ice cream truck and followed him all the way down the street.
But it didn't make many stops, so she couldn't catch it.
And before the poor thing knew it, she was three blocks away.
Then Mother needed quick energy to get back home, so she stopped in at the Donut Hut. Mm-hmm.
And that's where we found her, right next to the front door, seated on the first three stools.
Well, I'm I'm glad this mystery is finally solved. Did y'all hear that?
What?
What?
I didn't hear
that.
Hear
what? Well, that settles it. The next time I watch a movie marathon, it's going to be Shirley Temple week.